This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
March is Autoimmune Disease Awareness Month, and today we're shining a light on a condition that many people might have heard of but might not fully understand. Joining us now is Quelfin Ni Quillig, who has been sharing her personal journey with alopecia, which is an autoimmune condition that causes hair loss, on social media. Through her honest and empowering videos on TikTok, Quelfin has been helping to start important conversations around confidence, identity and living with an autoimmune disease. By opening up about her experience, she's not only raising awareness of alopecia, but also creating a supportive space online for other people who might be going through something similar. Quelfin, thank you for joining me on the show this evening. You've been so open about your experience with alopecia, both in person and also on socials in particular. When did that journey start for you?
I developed my first patch. I was just turned 15 and I remember sitting in home ec class at school and like scratching my head and feeling a patch. And I just remember freezing, to be honest. And I was trying to think, oh God, what is it? How did this happen? And then I got home, told my parents, we went to the GP. And that's when I found out that it was alopecia areata. And they said, oh, it's just hair loss. It's right now just one patch. It was like about the size of a 2 euro coin and it was baby smooth. And they're like, it's probably going to grow back. Monitor it. And if it gets bigger, let me know. Maybe 2 months later, it was the palm of my hand. That's how big it got. And then I started getting more patches. So over then about a period of 2 years, they got bigger, they got more numerous. They just kept putting it down to stress. It's going to grow back. You can go to a dermatologist. The wait is 2 years. By the time you get that appointment, it's going to grow back. Just deal with it, is basically what they said. It's just hair. Which as a teenager, I didn't like hearing because that was my everything. I had long, curly, like luscious hair that I was in love with. So when it started to fall out, I felt like I was almost losing that part of me and thought it was the end of the world. But yeah, it got to a point then I was about 17 and I had to transition over to a wig because I had lost, like at that stage, I think 70 to 80% of my hair. But now I am more, like, I suppose at peace with it. I've lost even more hair. I've only got about 10% of my hair on my head now. But yeah, it was a lot to navigate during my teens because there was a lot going on. And I had other things I was trying to deal with, trying to like just almost forget about it and just move on. And I think that did help. But I think now that I'm a bit older, I've been able to sit with it and just really accept it, I suppose.
I think any teenager going through something like that, that's such a physical, noticeable thing, like that would be a worse nightmare. It should not be. It should not be the case at all. But let's face facts. Being teenagers is a very difficult time in your life. Like, I wouldn't be going back, not if you paid me. And I'd say most people would say that. And to have been going through that and for you to have been so fond of your beautiful hair, you know, that you had anyway, I can't even imagine. It just must have been so stressful. And then when you do have people kind of saying, well, it's just hair, it's going to grow back. Or even if it doesn't grow back, it's just hair. Although you can totally appreciate that, and that in one sense is valid, there is such an emotional element that comes with it. And after finding out it was alopecia and autoimmune, what were your thoughts on autoimmune diseases after that? What did you kind of learn in this process? Did your thoughts change about what it was?
Absolutely. Like, I actually don't think my GP filled me in that it was an autoimmune disease. It was something I learned when I started Googling and started looking into it more myself. And it did bring me a bit of peace because I just kept thinking, is it something I'm doing wrong? Is that why my hair is falling out? But then when I found out that it's an autoimmune disease, that it's my body attacking healthy parts of me, that unfortunately I'm just more susceptible to this condition. It did make me kind of like realize it's out of my control, and I was able to kind of process it a bit better. Because I know it's tough to try and deal with something that you can't control, but I think because I was going through it for so long, at that stage I was able to be like, oh, okay, it's something that's wrong with me. It's something that affects many others. There isn't a cure. There are treatments, and there isn't really a direct cause. Like, there's theories out there and there's triggers. And for me, that trigger was stress. But I think it just made me realize, okay, there's a bit, like, it was like a weight lifted off my shoulders. The best way I can describe it was just understanding that it's also something that a lot of people still don't have a full grasp on. There's not a lot of medical studies enough done on it to explain it. For me, in a weird way, that made me feel more at peace. But yeah, it was something I had to look into myself, and I'm still learning more and more about it because it keeps changing. Like, there's more research being done, and you find out that, you know, for most people, it actually affects women more. And that made me feel a bit better as well. Okay, there's more of a community that can relate to me because it's women going through this thing of losing their hair, or like losing, I suppose, autonomy in their body because it's something that is fighting against them or being, you know, stripped from them. Like, I think a lot of women feel, I don't know how to describe it. I suppose like they're losing like a bit of ambition because they're being held back and restricted by their body.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying there, because it is literally your body fighting itself. You know, you yeah. feel like you have no control over the situation. And I appreciate what you're saying there about nearly finding peace in the fact it is such an uncertain kind of vague area anyway. And the fact that people have also felt that uncertainty with it probably does empower you to be like, okay, I'm not the only one that's like worrying about this and confused by it and going through it as well. What is the most challenging part of it on the daily for you dealing with alopecia?
Well, I have to say, like, I'm quite lucky that like my autoimmune condition is just something that's very it's very to do with appearance. Like, it's my hair, it's fallen out, and I'm not like being restricted by pain or fatigue on the daily. But I do feel like I am trying to fit in, I suppose, like with wearing a wig. Like, I have to say, wigs are so natural these days, most people can't tell I'm wearing a wig. But I have been trying to go out with just like my bald head, and that's what I'm, I suppose, struggling with, trying to accept my bald head and like being like, oh no, I can go out without a wig. But then I feel like people are treating me differently and thinking that there's something wrong with me, and you know, just I don't like being treated differently that way. But I do wear my wig most of the time. But I think it's a mental thing that I'm, for dealing with it for so long, and I suppose covering my bald head with a wig, it's trying to condition myself to be like, okay, no, you can leave that at home now. You can go out and try and embrace it. Because I embrace it online. Like, it's something that's very easy to do on social media, but doing it in person, there's just still something in the back of my head being like, oh no, they can't see you like this. You know, you need to hide it. But it's something I'm challenging myself to do. And I think if I was young, like if I was older when I started losing my hair, I don't think I would have leaned on a wig as much, and I would have been able to go out with my bald head, and then I'm not fighting this whole like, oh no, you have to wear it now because it's what you're used to. But I suppose that's one thing. But I think actually femininity is something I struggle with a lot. Feeling like, because your hair is like so connected to beauty, femininity, and you know, your appearance, that they, you know, you feel like if you don't have that, you're lacking in some way. And I do struggle with that, particularly like say with my partner. Like, I'm like, oh, am I pretty enough for him? Does he still love me without my hair? Like, I'm sure he'd prefer if I wore my wig all the time, but realistically I don't wear it all the time. I don't like wearing it all the time, but then I do feel like I'm not as pretty or as womanly, I suppose, when I don't have my hair on. And that's something I suppose I struggle with,
the mental aspect of that. And I'm sure your partner probably doesn't put him up nor down, because the reality is a lot of these things are generally, you know, are generally in our own heads, and understandably that you would be triggered in that way. But you've obviously been sharing this journey online through TikTok, as you've touched on there. What made you decide to do that publicly? I imagine you've had a lot of people reach out to you now and connect, and you're probably kind of in a community as well with other people.
Well, I was 10 years with my alopecia, and I always said at some point I'd love to share it, but I think I was still cautious about it and being like, I don't want to be known as the bald girl or as the alopecia girl. I just want to be me. And I think I was scared to take that leap, but it's something I do talk about very often in person. Like, whenever someone mentions, oh, your hair looks beautiful, I'll instantly show them, oh, it's a wig, you know, or I'll tell them that I have hair loss. And I was like, why can't I bring that online? And I think it was Alopecia Awareness Month back in September of this year. And I actually didn't have TikTok before that. And I was like, do you know what? I'd love to just share my piece about it because I've seen loads of others sharing. So I started TikTok. I made a few little videos and they just took off so quickly. And I was like, oh my God, why didn't I do this sooner? Because I was getting so many messages, so many comments from people being like, my daughter has it, I have it, my neighbor has it. Like so many people were saying that they've experienced it or know someone who has, and that I was brave for doing so, or, you know, it's great to see the visibility. And I think that's what really stuck out to me, that I was like, yes, there is no visibility for people like with alopecia. And there needs to be, because I know if I had it when I was younger, I wouldn't have felt so alone and felt so, I suppose, ashamed of my hair loss. So I was like, okay, maybe I could try and be that voice with the silly little videos I make. Because I also want it to be lighthearted, because I don't want it to be all, this is the medical term for this, or this is, you know, how you can fix it or treat it. Because there is no proper way, and there is nothing that's going to be one solution fits all method for everyone. So I just wanted it to be fun and lighthearted, and like that I have found such an amazing group of people. And I, that's what I regret not doing sooner, finding people like me, reaching out to girls like me. And they're all over the world. And it's so nice, you know, you have strangers commenting on your videos and they're the biggest cheerleaders for you. And I absolutely love that. It actually led me to host my own event that was all for women with hair loss. I held it in my local town and we had people coming from all over Ireland, people with alopecia, people with hormonal hair loss, people going through chemo and losing their hair. And like, it was the best thing I ever did, and I'm so happy that I still get to meet more people and hear stories saying like, oh, she went into a shop for the first time without her wig on because she's been watching your videos and, you know, you do it. And that was a changer for me. I was like, this is the best thing I've ever done.
That's such a remarkable story and such a remarkable thing to be doing for other people that will be going through something similar in any capacity. And of course, with alopecia being an autoimmune condition, it does tie into that wider conversation this month about autoimmune diseases. Why do you think awareness is so important?
I think because there's still so much that needs to be looked into when it comes to autoimmune diseases. Like, there's still so many studies that need to be done, and the fact that it actually affects way more people than you think, considering I think 1 in 10 people have an autoimmune disease. 80% of them are women. But yet it's more common than cancer and heart disease. But yet nobody really knows the term autoimmune disease. And it takes so long to get treatment, to get seen to and diagnosed. Like, it's 4.5 years on average, 4 or 5 doctors you have to go through, or different specialists. Like, it just seems like it's such a difficult road for something that affects so many people. So I think bringing visibility to it might just help bring more more funding into research, more understanding for the people that go through it, because a lot of people are struggling with like chronic pain and just things that affect them on the daily. That's more so a hidden battle. And I think it's important that they get the recognition and the visibility that they deserve as well.
If people do want to follow you now and see your journey, and not just for alopecia, but for you as a person and everything you're getting up to, where can we find you on socials?
I'm mainly active on TikTok, Quelfin Nequilig, or Quelfin Alopecia / Wigs. That's my handle. And yeah, I just do what I can. It's nothing special, I have to say. I just enjoy doing it.
Well, it's brought light to so many people by what it sounds like. You even came across my own For You page recently, and I thought your page was brilliant. So thank you so much for chatting to me on iRadio's group chat this evening.
Thanks so much for having me. Have a great evening.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.